This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffries said an elaborate plan to break an inmate out of the Hot Springs County Jail has ties to Independence County. Jeffries said he was told by the sheriff there, Chad Ledbetter, that Michael Longoria was the inmate in question and his girlfriend, Tiana Costner, was the person trying to get him out of jail by forging a circuit court document. Longoria was wanted in Independence County. He wrote a bogus check to B&R Marine to purchase a generator valued at over $4,000. Authorities say Longoria used the same scheme to obtain generators in several Arkansas cities. He would then sell them at a reduced price for cash to individuals, construction companies, etc. Sheriff Jeffries said Costner apparently forged an inmate transfer document saying Longoria had to be in court in Independence County, which was not the case. Jeffries said she even bought a police uniform complete with a badge, fake gun, and a taser with a fake police ID and a forged check. He said Costner even forged a check to buy a car similar to what police drive. All that preparation to pick up Longoria under the guise of taking him to Independence County and then once away from the Hot Springs jail to escape from authorities. Sheriff Jeffries said he was informed that police in Hot Springs caught up to the scheme by spotting the fake document and arrested Costner. Sheriff Jeffries said Longoria will be tried in federal court because it's his third strike at that court system and if convicted will in all probability spend years in prison. Establishment of an alcoholic beverage tax and the honoring of a longtime employee are two items on the Batesville City Council agenda tonight. The Batesville Alderman will have the third and final reading of an ordinance to establish a supplemental tax on alcoholic beverages sold in the city limits. They will also consider a resolution to dedicate the tax collected to be used for public safety. Another major item will be consideration of an ordinance to redistrict city wards using 2010 census figures. Councilwoman will also honor Ms. Sue Skinner for her 35-plus year service to the city. She is retiring. Her voice is the one you hear when you call City Hall. The council meets at 5:30 this evening in the Municipal Building at 500 East Main. The public's invited and encouraged to attend any and all of those meetings. And at last night's Independence County Quorum Court meeting, Crystal Johnson from the Batesville Chamber approached the court for a request to help fund a new position called Director of Tourism. A designated tourism director would work full-time to promote our community. The court was asked to fund one-third of the salary. Johnson has also approached the city council, and they've agreed to fund a third, and the chamber has committed a third for the total of $60,000. A director's office would be in the Chamber of Commerce building. The JPs voted to provide the money from the Recreational Sales Tax Fund for the year 2012. Long-term funding will be explored this coming year. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.